This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. BOGO is back for 1 week only. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So let's say hello to someone who's joining our quest to get the anger monkeys off our backs.
We have reached the culmination of what Republicans have been fighting for, angling for decades now, and we are going to fight back.
Listen to me. Stay with me, Nate. Now repeat after me, Nate. Goose Fraba. Goose Fraba. How do you feel?
I am angry.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The news is today, not a leaked draft, but the fact that the draft was leaked.
They need to figure out who did that, and they need to hold them accountable, because that's a real significant breach of trust. You want to talk about an insurrection, you know, that's a judicial insurrection to be taking that out and trying to kneecap a potential majority.
Ah! Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Does the new Disinformation Governance Board have a hotline yet, like a 911 number? Or is there a hotline you can call to report seditious talk going on in the workplace, insurrectionist language? Because I'm hearing a lot of it today from the left. You know, they're trying to throw Marjorie Taylor Greene off the ballot in Georgia. Same thing with Madison Cawthorn in North Carolina. They're filing lawsuits saying they took part in the insurrection on January 6th. They're not going to succeed, but they're just trying to tie them up. So I'm just wondering, what does it mean when there's a senator from Massachusetts here, Mr. Frosty, Ed Markey, the man that time forgot. Here's what he is. That's his last job in the dreaded private sector. He was the Mr. Frosty man. He wore a little cap on his head, and he would drive around the streets of Malden and play the song, and the little kids would come out and he'd say, "Would you like to work in my campaign? I'll give you some extra jimmies. I'll put some little baby M&Ms on your Sundae if you'll just pass out some literature for me." He won the Democrat primary when he was first running for the U.S. House of Representatives with a whopping 17% of the vote. He has many nicknames. Landslide was one of them back in the early days. But he's now a senator, much to the chagrin of everybody from Massachusetts, everyone who's ever met him, period. And so he tweeted out yesterday after the leaked decision by Justice Alito, which, you know, again, it's a draft decision. A stolen, illegitimate, and far right. You hear those words? Stolen? Illegitimate? You know, when Republicans talk about the 2020 election and they use words like stolen and illegitimate, they're called, they say that they're promoting the big lie. So is this the big lie? Is it okay if a crackpot Democrat, a stolen, illegitimate, and far-right Supreme Court majority appears set to destroy the right to abortion? Now, that's obviously untrue. He is nominally a lawyer, and he thinks, he really believes that. And again, this is a guy who was first elected from the city of Malden back in the back a half century ago. And he was pro-life. He was a Kmart Kennedy, as we call him. He and his family wanted to be, the next generation of Kennedys. There were all kinds of these little families that wanted to be dynasties. None of them ever made it. But Ed Markey, a Kmart Kennedy, because the Kennedys were pro-life too. A stolen, illegitimate, and far-right Supreme Court majority appears set to destroy the right to abortion, an essential right which protects the health, safety, and freedom of millions of Americans. It certainly hasn't protected the rights of 62 million Americans that have been aborted over the last 50 years. There is no other recourse. We must expand the court. We must expand the court. So in other words, he's for court packing. Stolen, illegitimate. Again, is there going to be a, when did he write this? He did. Is there going to be a May 3rd committee in the Congress to investigate the insurrection by the likes of Mr. Frosty, Ed Markey? And then, of course, there was his colleague, the senior senator, the fake Indian, Liawatha, Pocahontas, Spreading Bull, whatever you want to call her. She yesterday was on this this incredible tear, and you know, she was promoting, I would say, you could make the argument that she too was promoting insurrection, and she actually was engaging in what her people used to do before they went on the warpath. You know, they would.
I'm gonna get me a beer.
I'm not talking about the fire water part of it. I'm talking about the war drums. You know. Wasn't there a movie War Drums along the Mohawk Trail or something like that? Some Spencer Tracy movie with Rogers Rangers and all that stuff. I don't know. I can't remember now. But that's the junior senator's war drums. And then we get the senior senator in the back. But listen to what she's saying and listen to the war drums. Many moons ago. Nine great white fathers on Hill said, abortion's okay. Smoke 'em peace pipe. Vote 7-2 to okay abortions. Now this is what Chief Spreading Bull was saying yesterday. She's very angry. Whipping up the Braves, getting them ready to go on the warpath. Cut one.
I am angry. I am angry because an extremist United States Supreme Court thinks that they can impose their extremist views on all of the women of this country, and they are wrong. Because we have reached the culmination of what Republicans have been fighting for, angling for decades now, and we are going to fight back.
The key word there is desperate. She is desperate to not be primaried in 2024 by Ayanna Pressley, who is even more radical than she is. And like the fake Indian, Ayanna Pressley, the congresswoman from Dorchester, drifted into the state. She's from Chicago. The fake Indian's from Oklahoma. But the fake Indian is, ultimately a white woman. Supreme Court rule on Roe v. Wade many moons ago, when there were more buffalo on the plain than stars in the skies. Now they are everywhere. These Republicans, they take our land. The buffalo gone. They come in to Florida on the great white horse, the steam engine. We must fight back. 844. And then, listen to this. Listen to this. This is, and we played this cut yesterday, but Joe Biden, Dementia Joe, Brandon, has become so ragtime that this one slipped by all of us. All of me, Taylor, Matt, and all you listeners and viewers out there, nobody caught it. None of us caught it. It's no knock on us. It's just it's hard to catch everything.
And we played it, I think.
Yeah, no, we did. I'm pretty sure we played
our
it.
Our ears didn't catch it.
This is like you know, you're on a beach and a hurricane and a tsunami is coming in on the beach. You know, you're probably not going to notice you get hit in the forehead with a shell. You know, that's what it's like. I mean, it's just a torrent of this nonsense, arming Hungarians to fight the Russians. You know, giving the Russians javelin missiles before the war against Russia starts. I mean, it just keeps coming down on you, and you miss it. But listen to what he said yesterday. He let the cat out of the bag. I mean, there's a lot of this letting the cat out of the bag going around right now. But this is what he said about who you're killing when you abort an unborn fetus. Cut one.
The idea that we're going to make a judgment that is going to say that no one can make the judgment to choose to abort a child based on a decision by the Supreme Court, I think goes way overboard.
He said abort a child. That's not what you're supposed to say.
How dare you?
In woke precincts. You're not supposed to admit the obvious truth. But he did. If Donald Trump had said that, if Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, if Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, any Republican had said that, there would be hell to pay. There would be a May 3rd committee being set up. But Dementia Joe says it, and nothing to see here, folks. Move along. 844-500-4242. Someone says that they're talking about sex strike comments from The View. Haven't these people threatened sex strikes before? The problem is the people threatening the sex strikes. They're rather empty promises as far as I can see. And I know that's a terrible sexist thing for me to say, but you know, talk about a hollow.
I think some threat. Of them were already on an involuntary sex strike. I'll be even more sexist.
Like Carol Channing, right? She didn't have sex for the last 60 years of her life, something like that. I don't know. All right. 844-500-4242. My friends at Eden Pure have done it again. Eden BOGO is back for 1 week only. What are you waiting for? Many listeners, including Officer Mark, Dr. Matt the Vet, and Paul Rizzo, all rave about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. All have made multiple purchases once they tried this powerful air purifier that is small enough to hold in your hand. Officer Mark said, maybe it's a coincidence, but my wife and I got a great night's sleep because we could breathe freely without the usual dry desert air feeling that keeps you awake. Many friends still ask me, does it really work? And the answer is yes. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier.
You're back in Boston now. That must have been one of the first things you noticed back in the studio. Smelled like a thunderstorm in here.
I did. It smelled great. Wherever, and I have them down in Florida, too. Wherever you have one of these little thunderstorms, the air will smell great. And it won't take long, either, just a couple of hours. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
He regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
I got 600 Olympians waiting out there for me. If you keep me too long, they'll rush the place. And
another insurrection? Is that what he's saying? How many insurrections do we have? They're busting out all over. I mean, you know, if you don't pay attention just for a day, you're going to be all mixed up because everything changes. You know, now we have Democrats that are plotting insurrections, like the fake Indian, like Mr. Frosty, like even Dementia Joe himself. Then we have all these. Now we're back to our bodies, ourselves, or my body, myself. You know, these are the same Karens that were screaming at you If they ran into you in a park, you know, on a nice, beautiful summer day, and you were 100 feet away and you weren't wearing a mask, they would scream at you. They wanted everybody to get a vaccination or you'd get fired. Then you had to get two vaccinations. You had to get a booster. You had to get a second booster. Or you'd be fired. They were okay with that. Now it's back to our bodies. And we were all saying, hey, whatever happened to, you know, get your morality out of my bedroom. Hey, how about get your epidemiology out of my vein? But they're heavily into freedom of choice. It's a big thing now. And now they're angry. They're saying Gorsuch and Kavanaugh lied about Roe v. Wade when they were up before the Senate Judiciary Committee. They said they would support it. Well, you know what? How about Biden? Biden has been all over the lot, hasn't he? Let's play Biden here. Cut 20. This is a flashback from Dementia Joe when he was in the Senate. You'll notice it's a flashback because he sounds like he's only moderately below average in intelligence, not senile. Cut 20.
Life begins at conception. That's the church's judgment. I accept it in my personal life. But I refuse to impose it on equally devout Christians and Muslims and Jews. I just refuse to impose that on others.
Okay. So you refuse to impose it on others, but you would impose your beliefs now on others, whether it's on vaccinations or mask mandates or abortions. You would violate the Constitution by requiring states to accept a mandate from the federal government about something that's not mentioned in the Constitution. All right. This is Howie Carr with a friendly reminder from my friends at 1-800-Flowers. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving you $25 off two dozen assorted roses. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you saddened or gladdened by Nantucket's decision to allow women to go topless on public beaches?
I'm not gladdened by the decision of some women, I'm sure, to go topless, but overall, I'm going to say I'm gladdened.
58% say they're saddened.
They're saddened? Okay.
I think they're taking into account the average age of the residents of Nantucket.
See, I'm trying to be honest here, you know. I mean, again, I have my questions about everybody using. There are men who should probably use a t-shirt or a polo shirt or a sweatshirt even, or maybe a hazmat suit when they go out on the beach. But still, you know, what are you going to do? I guess I didn't know this until today, but apparently until 90 years ago, men couldn't go topless on beaches on Nantucket. And again, if you look at the old pictures from, 100 years ago from beaches, the guys are all wearing, t-shirts, sleeveless t-shirts, but they're wearing them. Anyway, 844-500-4242. We had the woman on who was pushing it. She's very happy now. She's a sex educator.
She goes by the nom de plume Naughty Dottie.
Naughty Dottie. She's a seventh generation Nantucketer, they say.
She was nice when we had her on.
No, she was. Yeah, she was very great. Nice. She was decent. I'm glad she prevailed. She doesn't seem like she wants a lot of trouble. She just wants freedom. All right. By the way, one thing I really missed in Florida was Al Magaucha, the great, great Brazilian steakhouse on D Street in South Boston. And guess what they brought me today? They brought me and they brought everybody here at the studio a great plate of some of my favorites. They have fantastic cuts of beef, but I also like the sausage, the cheese bread, the candied bacon, and the potato salad. And I got a nice plate with all of those things on it. It's just, Al Magaucha is a fantastic place. And we'll be going there, and I'm sure we'll have some cheap bastard deals as the days go by. But
you got the big four controlling it all.
Top sirloin, bottom sirloin.
Top sirloin, bottom sirloin. It's just fantastic stuff. They got great salad bars. It's just a really, really good place. And they also have some of the best cola you're going to get anywhere. It's made with real sugar, not fructose corn syrup stuff. It's just a great place. Alma Gaucha Steakhouse, a Brazilian steakhouse. And then they're expanding, too, in a couple of places, into Taunton, among others. But anyway, thank you.
Oh, good news for me. All right.
You can meet Monica Cannon Grant down there. I'm sure she's going to want you to pick up the tab.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kidding. All right, thank you very much. 844-500-4242. We're going to have Grace come back with the news here in just a moment, and we're going to take a lot of calls today, and we have a lot planned. It's good to be back, and in some ways it's good to be back. In other ways, as I look out over the gray sky, not so great. But hey, you know what? I'm here. This is where I was born. I don't have to die here, but it is where I was born. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I'm back in Boston for the duration, summer anyway, and we'll be doing a lot of remotes on Fridays, and we have a Cheap Bastard deal coming up in about 10-15 minutes. But right now it's time for Grace's News.
Yes, indeedy. Thank you, Howie. I want to start the news today with news of Bill Gates. He says that Elon Musk could make Twitter worse on misinformation. This comes on the heels of, I think it was 26 organizations signing on to a letter talking about whether or not advertisers should support Twitter or should advertise on Twitter because of Elon Musk.
Can I sign a petition saying I don't think that George Soros should support all these DAs that have rendered major metropolitan areas across the country unlivable because they're letting criminals go berserk?
Yeah, maybe that's why I don't like open letters. Maybe it's because Republicans or conservatives aren't writing enough of them. It seems like the open letters are always coming from one side, doesn't it?
Yeah, I used to buy the New York Times on Sunday. I haven't done that for many years. But the weekend review section, they always had a couple of open letters signed by all these worthies. And you're right, they were always left-wing worthies.
Yeah.
I was always amused that they were throwing their money away for stuff like this.
Gates, who recently endured a barrage of mockery from Musk on Twitter after it was revealed that he is shorting Tesla stock, weighed in on the deal during the Wall Street Journal CEO Council Summit. Gates, I think during this interview, or at least another interview recently, was asked about his connection with Jeffrey Epstein. He's been having to answer for that quite a bit lately.
Yes.
He regrets it, of course.
Someone should ask him about his favorite memories of the combat zone in Boston. You know, he was a regular down there back in his days at Harvard.
I've heard from you. You're the only one I know who knows about the combat zone. So I think
you know
you're my source.
I never
in that
saw
one.
Him there. I never saw him down there.
Were there for journalistic purposes.
I worked at the State House. I worked at City Hall. And in between the State House and City Hall and the Boston Herald was a place called the combat zone. So sometimes I walked through.
You were a victim of geography, really.
Right.
A victim of the maps.
Right. I had to walk by places like the Pilgrim Theater and the Intermission Lounge. You know, I didn't want to go by those places.
What those eyes have seen.
Yes, they've seen a lot.
I've
had to cross the street many times. Many times.
In other news, half of Americans oppose overturning Roe v. Wade, according to a poll in the New York Post. Half of American voters oppose overturning the 1973 landmark abortion ruling Roe v. Wade, compared to 28% who believe it should be struck down, according to a new poll released Wednesday. What I think is becoming clear, and this survey was by Politico, but what I think is becoming clear is that people don't really understand, or a good amount of people don't understand what this would actually mean. Give people a short explanation, Howie, because one time I heard Brian Kilmeade say when he does his show, he likes to arm people with information they could take to the barbecue. And if people are going to these barbecues this summer and this comes up, why is the media getting it wrong?
No abortions will be made illegal unless the states make them illegal. And most states are not going to make abortions illegal. Maybe some there will enforce certain restrictions. Other states, including Maine, by the way, that's just one I happen to know, have triggers so that if Roe v. Wade is repealed, automatically a new law protecting abortion goes into effect. I think there's over a dozen states that have laws like that. California is not going to make abortions illegal, nor is Massachusetts, Illinois, New York. This is ridiculous. Even the pro-life people were saying the other night when the decision was leaked, or the draft decision was leaked, that only perhaps as many as three states would totally make abortion illegal. I mean, but you know what, Grace? There's a lot more than three states that make marijuana possession illegal, right?
Yeah, there
is anybody affected who wants to smoke pot? I don't think so.
There are some states that have rules like you can't wear jeans on a Tuesday and run a red light or whatever.
Look at Nantucket. You know?
Yeah, the men
just changed the topless law. Laws get changed, and they're making it seem like the fact that that Biden brings back Robert Bork. I mean, that was a high-tech lynching before Clarence Thomas was the victim of a high-tech lynching.
Let's talk about the bathing suits for a second in Nantucket, because I have a take on this.
Yes.
So I just recently watched Downton Abbey, and that's based in like the early 1900s. Do you know people used to go to the beach in like full garb?
Right.
Like three-piece suits, pants. And in one of the episodes, they wade into the water in their full outfits.
I said that until apparently the sex educator who sponsored this, who's been on the show, she said that until 90 years ago, men couldn't go topless on beaches.
The women were wearing, in the show I was watching, the women were wearing dresses into the water. Imagine. And then sitting on the sand in a soaked dress.
I've never been a big beach guy anyway, but going down there in a suit would make it even less pleasant, I think.
And a top hat. Yeah. Going into the water. They did take their hats off.
I remember covering the 1983 mayor's race in Boston for the TV station, and I was working on the 4th of July, and one of the candidates came down to the beach, I guess Tinian Beach, or Malibu Beach, and he was in his suit and wearing wingtips. And the cameraman and I looked at each other, and we said, this guy ain't going to make it.
No.
We knew he wasn't going to make it before, but that was just kind of like the emphatic icing on the cake.
Well, there have been like plenty of nude beaches before. I know there's one in Martha's Vineyard, but the difference now is like, let's say you went in the 70s or the 80s or whatever. You could go on the nude beach. I'm not saying I would have done it, but there weren't a lot of consequences. But now I feel like these nude beaches, like what if someone snaps a picture of you?
Haven't there been on the Cape and probably elsewhere that you had nude beaches set up, and then they said, well, you know, these guys, these gawkers are coming, so they're only going to be female-only nude beaches. And then guys were complaining because they said, you know, I think rightly so, why can't guys go on nude beaches if females can go on nude beaches?
Yeah, and also...
And believe me, I understand what the problem would be, but I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you have to enforce the laws equally. That's what the 14th Amendment is all about.
Well, now you definitely couldn't use that rule because we're dealing with birthing persons. So who's to say who's a man and who's a woman on the nude beach, you know?
Black have you, birthing people.
Are you going to wish me a happy birthing person date on this weekend? Grace?
Yeah. You were a birthing person.
I have five children.
To Gunnar and Pearl.
Well, seven children, if you include Gunnar and Pearl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I will. Don't worry. By the way, this is just breaking, but Stanford receives $1 billion grant to launch climate school. Second largest gift ever.
I have a better idea what they can use the money for, Grace.
Oh boy. What's that?
Student loans.
I know, right?
Again, I keep coming back to the number $53 billion. Harvard has an endowment of $53 billion. What do you call $53 billion towards student loans? A good start.
Yeah. I feel the same way. And also for people who want to cancel student loan debt or who think that it's a good idea, donate to someone who needs their student loans, you know, paid off. That's a good start too. You can be the change. You can be the first step.
You know, I want to see Harvard turning over a big check to the U.S. government like they do with a lottery. You know, the giant check, you hold up the check, you know, when the Powerball guy wins. Here's my check. $53 billion to the deadbeats and the Antifa members and the queer studies majors who can't get a job. Here it is from Harvard.
Just a fun fact, though. I think those big checks cost a lot of money. So you'd be losing like at least $200 of the $53
billion. That's okay. Anything for a photo op.
Billionaire venture capitalist John Doerr is donating $1.1 billion to Stanford University to create a new school focused on climate change and sustainability. The school said in an announcement on Wednesday.
Is this the guy that makes the scotch? Doerr scotch?
I don't think so. Stanford said the new school will house traditional academic departments that concentrate on energy science and climate change, as well as a new sustainability accelerator focused on developing near-term
An
policy.
Accelerator.
Sounds like Back to the Future.
Is it going to be a stick shift accelerator?
Craziness. Grace's news is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. When I leased my RAV4 there, they took the time to get me into the vehicle that fits my needs and gave me a finance offer that I could afford. You'll love Toyota of Portsmouth. Check them out at thehouseofvalue.com. Hey, here's a little bit of interesting real estate news for you. You just came back from Florida today.
Yes.
Which is why I chose this story. A home in Florida has shattered the Florida asking price record. Care to guess where in Florida this house is?
Palm Beach.
Jupiter.
Hope Sound. Coral Gables.
Miami.
Really?
$170 million Miami Beach trophy estate shatters Florida asking price record. Just thought that was interesting. $170 million.
You know, I know you're interested in Florida real estate. I was thinking of forwarding you one. I got one from our real estate agent today. A condo in West Palm.
It's the only one in its building.
Are you on that mailing list?
No, but you send me them, and I think it's kind of mean.
$22 million.
Howie sends me, Taylor, these properties. They're like $45 million for an apartment. And he's like, I know you love to look at the Florida real estate. It's cruel.
Yeah. When walking by one house that was smaller than mine and in worse condition, worth about eight times as much, at least.
Yeah. Rough stuff. By the way, Durham convinces judge to review concealed documents in Clinton battle. Yeah, the judge in the case.
I thought that was pretty clear he was going to do that.
The judge in the case of Michael Sussman has agreed to review dozens of records currently withheld because of assertions of attorney-client privilege by Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign.
These are the documents Perkins Coie and the DNC and Fusion GPS are all claiming that these are all covered by attorney-client privileges. But they're sending this crap that they made up, like the Steele dossier, to left-wing reporters. Just so that they can then take the clips to the FBI and say, look, we have to get Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with attorney-client privilege.
Well, exactly. And Judge Christopher Cooper said that he did not believe it was breaking attorney-client privilege for him to review the records in dispute in an in-camera setting away from the public and the press, which I think we all agree with.
Behind closed doors, in other words.
Exactly. Howie, that is it for me. I'll be back in just a few minutes with Hate Mail Monday on a Wednesday.
All right. This is Howie Carr with a friendly reminder from my friends at 1-800-Flowers.com. Mother's Day is just 6 days away. Get ahead of the rush with a deal as sweet as mom. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving you $25 off two dozen assorted roses. That's $25 off two dozen assorted roses. 1-800-Flowers sent us a bouquet, and it's beautiful. We left Florida this morning, and it was still fresh as a daisy, as they say. What are you getting, Mom? Are you ordering 1-800-Flowers, Grace?
I am, and I was inspired by you, Howie, but also by Taylor, because he was talking about it the other day, how easy it was, how he got it out of the way. And you always get jealous when someone else checks it off their list and it's still hovering above you.
It's a great motivator, isn't it?
Yeah, and so I'm like, you know what? Taylor's mom's going to be happy. I want my mom to be happy.
This gorgeous bouquet we're talking about of two dozen roses in an assortment of bright colors is guaranteed to show all the moms in your life just how much they're loved. These roses are so beautiful. I'll probably be sending a bouquet to my daughter, Carolyn. I saw her today with her little baby. She was stopping by. The baby's too young to send roses, so I guess I'm going to have to do it myself. That's the way it is. All roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their very peak, cared for every step of the way, and shipped fresh to ensure lasting beauty. $25 off two dozen assorted roses is an amazing offer, but they're only available while supplies last. Don't put this off any longer. You're really running out of time. Mother's Day is Sunday. Order today and deliver on time for mom from the official florist of Mother's Day, 1-800-Flowers.com. To get $25 off two dozen assorted roses, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon and enter code Howie. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Howie. Hurry, this offer ends Friday. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
You know how cheap that bastard deals work. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store and you'll find a great deal. We've got lots of great deals and the new one right now, it's going to go very fast. It always does. This is a membership to Cape Gun Works in Hyannis down on Cape Cod. It's the New England's premier gun range. Cape Gun Works is not just the state-of-the-art gun range and firearms training center. Nor are they just a shooter's pro shop. Their overarching goal is to treat you with the friendly respect you deserve. While supplies last, you can purchase one full year of range use at Cape Gunworks, valued at $500 for just $250. They're also waiving the $175 initiation fee, so you're getting a $675 value for just $250. This is a great deal. And if you like to shoot or you want to learn how to get your license and get a good firearm that's good for you, this is the place to go, Cape Gunworks. Membership codes and instructions will be sent via email within 3 business days following your purchase. Please enter the correct email address to ensure proper delivery. Joining us now on the line is Toby Leary. You hear him on Grace's show once a week. And he fills in for Grace sometimes. He's got his own show on various stations, including our Cape affiliate, WXDK. Toby, thanks for being with us. Tell us what this membership includes to Cape Gunworks.
Yeah, Howie, thank you for having me. It's the best deal we ever have offered on membership. We only do it for the Howie Carr Show and the Howie Carr listeners, but you get we waive the $175 initiation fee, and it's $250, so half off the annual membership. So $675 deal for $250, and you get 7-day access to the range. You never pay range fees. You get a discount when you come to the store on anything you buy. You get 5% off guns, ammo, accessories, optics, whatever you buy. You also get 10% off any classes we offer. So any of our in-house classes, whether it be, you know, intuitive defensive shooting or holster draw class or, you know, intro to pistol handling or even private lessons, which are very popular, you get 10% off. And you get a 30-day 100% satisfaction guarantee from every firearm you purchase at Cape Gunworks. If you shoot it and you don't like it, then you can return it and we'll give you a full refund. So it's probably one of the best deals going in the industry. And you'll also have a very safe, state-of-the-art place to shoot and take classes. And
you got an archery range as well. And And then you just throw in the CGW t-shirt, which is very nice. I got a couple of them. I wear them a lot down in Florida. I got a couple here too. So this is a great deal. And again, you have social events too. You have like date nights, right, at Cape Gunworks?
Yeah. And we had a big weekend here at Cape Gunworks. Friday night, we did one of our very special member-only events. So if you're a member, you take advantage of this deal, you'll get alerted whenever we have these. And we had a very special event from 6 to 8 with food and vendors and reps and, you know, incredible prices that were even too low to print. They were way below the map and everything else, you know. So we like to thank our members by giving back to them every chance we get.
So go to HowieCarsShow.com, click on store. You can get your cheap bastard deal, a year-long membership to Cape Gunworks. It's a $675 value for $250. It's a hell of a deal. Cape Gunworks, best gun place around. I'm Howie Carr.